Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Hello, 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 everyone out there. Thank you for joining us here. And welcome. Thank you for joining us. You're at the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Kelaine Greenwood. As you know, your one and only, and the Urban Life Coach. Okay? Now, you know, as we always say, and we always got to say it, at the tip of the show so we can keep the theme right. The show is always about learning a higher quality of life. And basically, how we do that is by learning how to create our own best version of ourselves, okay? Not being the best, not being better than someone, but the best you can be, basically. The best version of yourself, because that's all you can be. And create your best life, because that's the best you can have according to your circumstances and resources and support system, okay? And we always, and also we focus on finding you a higher purpose, something that, you know, that makes you feel good. You know, or when we transition this world, to know that you left the world in a better place and you helped others, okay? And we do this by overcoming our fears and barriers and struggles, that which is inside of us that's holding us back. There's barriers holding us back, and we overcome them on the show, and we have our guests here to help us. So enjoy your journey, everyone. Stay inspired, encouraged, and hopeful, and enjoy that journey and have fun with it as we overcome these things, okay? And always, you know, show's also about love and kindness, okay? Something that I'm practicing more and more. I give myself a 7 this week, but that's still good. Okay, now let's get it on here. The title, or this episode title, for this episode, okay, everyone, is Finding Your Life's Purpose. That brings fulfillment and joy, okay? And we have a very, very special guest. All our guests are special and empowered in what they do and skilled at what they do, okay? Our guest today is Melan Levis, okay? She's a transformational coach, all right? I'm going to give you a little bit of background bio. And some of the things she's doing here, from what I gathered, okay, listen to this, very interesting, you know. Everyone has an interesting life here. The background bio on Melan Levis, she's from Lithuania, okay. She now resides in Palm Beach, Florida. And, you know, she goes back and forth from the U.S. to France, okay. She's a successful entrepreneur. Okay, but before that, before the life coaching, she was a former Wall Street executive, and she said, you know, she was making, you know, decent money and everything, but, you know, she was financially comfortable, but didn't feel good about it. Something, I guess something inside, you know, wanted more, different. Okay, she can tell you more about that. So she decided to reinvent her life. And now she says she's successfully married, business owner, with an awesome daughter. Check out the word awesome. I love that. So, you know, she says change isn't easy. Change isn't easy, everyone. We know. When we get comfortable. So now what she does is she helps other women create and embody the highest vision for their work and life, okay? Now, I don't know if I did mention she is an author, okay? Her new book just was released, and it went international bestseller, number one on Amazon in France and the United States, I mean, just some of her work that I was able to see, so I can only imagine what's in the book. Check her website out, everyone, the blogs, everything. If you have a down day, this can inspire you. I stayed on her website for a very long time. She has a lot of free stuff. You get free ebooks, everything, downloads. You get all that stuff, man, for free. And she probably could tell you more. I think she has some consultation. You can talk with her for a few and you know, see what's going on and if she's a fit and can help you with some things, man. All that stuff's free. I don't let me, but I from what I understand, it's a lot of free stuff there. Okay, so let's meet Milan Levis, okay, transformational coach. Okay, let's meet her, everyone. Give a warm welcome. Sit back and enjoy yourself out here here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Milan Levis, hello.
Thank you
there
you
with
for
us.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind introduction, Killeen. It's very, very kind of you. I am so excited and honored to be on your show today, and I'm very, very pumped up with all the stuff that I want to share with your listeners. So let's get started.
Okay. Yes, let's get started. Well, there's no better way to get started than you to go ahead and take the stage and tell them who you are and how you help people and what you do.
Well, as you said, my name is Milan Levis. I'm a transformational coach and an author and entrepreneur. And today I want to share with your listeners a lot of empowering and inspiring information about finding the work that makes the heart sing, so to speak, that is really enjoyable and aligned with their talents, with their passions, with their values in life, and they can make a great living. And I want to tell them that it is possible. I was just a few short years ago, I was working on Wall Street as a manager, and I was very well compensated. I was doing management in information technology, but I was so miserable. I literally felt that I was dying inside, and I couldn't understand what was happening with me. I felt stuck. I felt lost, and it was a really painful experience. I mean, it was so painful that I really wasn't sure I was going to make it. So for me, that's when my personal transformation started, when I was, I asked for help and I started working with a transformational coach. And from there, my life began unraveling. And now I feel that I really do live life that is aligned with who I really am, with my authentic self. And that's what I want to say to people that may experience what I used to experience, that emotional pain and numbness are symptoms of living their own life, and that it doesn't have to be that way. You know, if you feel this, it means that you live in life that is not aligned with who you really are. And I am here to serve people by empowering them to live prosperous lives anchored in freedom, in soul-centered purpose, and joy and love, instead of fear and need and obligation. And I'm telling you, it is possible. So my book was meant for people that are ready to transform their life and work. And I give very practical, very specific guidelines there.
Okay, listeners, if you got anything out of that, the main thing is if you're not liking where you at, you can change. Whether it's your job, whether it's your life, it's never too late to change, because it's all about you. You want to feel good about your life. You want to feel good about you. So that's what Milan did. And that's what she does. Milan, can you kind of tell the listeners, like, how do you do that? How do you help? Like, what type of systems and are, like, what do you, how do you help them make that transformation?
I like to help people, first of all, with identifying what their priorities in life are. What is the goal that they want to achieve? What the results that they want to have in their lives? I call it clarity. So clarity is very important. And that's, I would put it probably number two on the list of what people should focus on. I say number two because number one, I would say self-acceptance and self-love. Because we all have different circumstances in life. And sometimes when we compare our circumstances or our achievements with others, it just causes more pain and it's very self-destructive. So I would say number one, I help people with self-acceptance and self-love. So they release the stress, release the trap of comparison. And then next would be clarity. You need to be clear where you're going. You need to be clear what you want to have in life. You know, and when I say have in life, it's not only material possessions. And nothing wrong with having desires that have material possessions. But it's more than that. You know, you want to have peace of mind. You want to have fulfillment in life. You want to feel that you you surround yourself with people that love you and appreciate you. So, again, clarity is at the top of my coaching and my writing and my mission. Then once you know what you want to have in life, what you want to do in life, then the decision is, how do I get there? So this how, sometimes people ask question how before they ask question what. So it's very important to have the right sequence. You need to know what you want before you worried, so to speak, about your how. So once you know very clearly what you want in your life, how you want to help others, how you want to contribute to your life and other people's lives. Once you have that, then the next question is when. When do you make this change? Because you need to prepare for the change. You cannot just jump into the new career without preparing yourself. And, you know, change is often driven by inspiration or desperation. And I just want to tell you that making a decision just because you feel desperation is probably not the best place to be. So you need to find a way to be inspired by what you want to achieve in your life, what you want to have and who you want to be. And then you will decide when is the right time to change. And I write about this again in my book. And I just want to say that change may be painful. Growth may be painful. But nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere where you don't belong. It was said by Nandi Hale, and I just want to say this could not be more true. Nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere you don't belong. So be driven by your passion. Be driven by your self-love. Choose yourself to have a meaningful and fulfilling life because your life matters. Everybody has their own path in life. You don't need to compare yourself with others because they have their own path. And every path has its challenges and its rewards. So just have this in mind every time when you see that someone achieved something or has a lot of money or has a prestigious status and you start comparing yourself. Remember that you are unique and you are divine by design. So self-acceptance is very important and you have to be really self self-loving in order to have this peace of mind and knowing that you have your own path to walk on. So once you define what you want to do and clear about where, when you want to change it, next I would say you need to identify clearly your interests, passions, and values. And then there are four pillars of success that I refer to in my book. So first of all, once you know what you want, you need to decide, do you have knowledge, skills, and necessary credentials to do this work? Because some work requires license. So you need to do your research, and you need to talk to right people and see how you can expand if you don't have enough knowledge and skills, and how you can obtain your credentials. You also have to act in a very confident way. You need to practice confident decisiveness and self-reliance, because you are the leader of your life, and you need to believe that you're capable and that you can rely on yourself to make it happen. You also need to have important associations, or what Napoleon Hill said, you need to find people that have what you don't have, meaning that you have to have mentors, coaches. You have to have people that could help you to make this leap from where you are now to where you want to be. And these associations and with professionals in the field where you want to be, and support and advice, very, very important. Next, you need to learn how to market yourself and assertively promote your products, your services. You don't want to be a world most secret weapon, right? You want people to know what you have, most kept secret. That's what I meant to say. I used to be that way. You know, I'm introvert, and it's not natural for me to talk about myself, about my achievements. And I had to overcome this, realizing that if I want my work to serve people, I need to let them know that I have it, that I offer this this work, this support, this help. And I had to learn marketing skills and promotional skills myself. So, and the final a very important step is you need to act, because sometimes people analyze, they hide behind computers, they do research, they do analysis, and then it translates into paralysis because they're afraid to take action. And be prepared that your first attempt may not be a success. You know, every master was once a disaster. So a lot of people do zigging and zagging in life to get to where they ultimately would like to be. And it's all about journey. You know, you want to have your results, but you need to really enjoy the journey. And I just want to reiterate once again, don't expect that you will get there as a straight line, because success in life is not a linear function of luck and effort. Sometimes there are other factors that play a role, and you just need to be patient with yourself and believe that it is possible. That is very, very important. And remember, every experience that you had in life, even the most painful and most challenging experiences, become your best credentials for serving people. So everything that you experience in life will and can be used for serving other people. So be grateful for what you have, be grateful for where you are right now, and work toward your ultimate dream work that would allow you to do what you love and make great living doing that.
Okay. Thank you for all that great insight. Listeners, self-love, you can't do anything without that. We talked about that. Be clear on what you want, where you want to go. If you don't know where you're going to go, you're going to stay stuck. You're going around in circles, but you need self-love, which leads to peace and all that, okay? And then the rest of the stuff, what we talked about, when you're going to change your values and talents, and marketing and credentials. A lot of that you need when you're going into entrepreneurship or just even when you're marketing yourself as a small business owner or whatever it may be. System here from Milan is some of the things that she'll take you through, and she's good at what she does. Okay, you can check out some of her testimonials on her website, some of the people she worked with. Matter of fact, she has a retreat coming up, I believe. Is that correct? A retreat next year or something?
Yeah, it would be next year, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have additional retreats. I may add some retreats maybe even earlier than September next year. Yeah, so I offer retreats for people to work with me in person directly at these retreats.
Okay.
And during these retreats, we do amazing transformational work right there, right during this retreat. So people really have amazing takeaways in terms of personal transformation, the inner game, because inner game, guys, it's 90% of your success in life. If you know how to play the inner game, how to talk to yourself, how
mm-hmm.
to have an attitude that will attract success, attract people that will support you and will promote you, that's huge. So don't think that it's all about luck. It's 90%, it's your inner game, your inner psychology.
Wow. Listeners, she couldn't have put it better. And I'm still discovering. I don't know it all. I just love what I do and exactly what she's talking about. I mean, listeners, I read somewhere where it says 10% is life, 90% is attitude. It's, we have to learn how to play that inner game. I like that terminology, that inner game. How are we looking at things? How are we dealing with our barriers, our struggles? Are they we going to let them crush us? Or, can we have the attitude of a winner and a warrior and be empowered through the difficulties, listeners? That's a lot of the key right there, our attitude, okay? And this is what life coaches do. This is what the transformational life coach, Milan, can help you with, okay? And a lot more. So, just check out some of the stuff. Yes. How would you define success, Milan?
Thank you for this question. It's a very, very important question because in our culture, a lot of, we brainwash with success being the number of material possessions you have. But unfortunately, it's not that easy. A lot of people that have a lot of money and a lot of material possessions are miserable and unhappy. So I define success by the amount of joy in your heart. You don't need to have a lot to have a joyful and grateful life. And that is very important, especially if you're a parent and you raise children, that you don't want them to be to self-diminish themselves because they compare their achievements with others. You want them to be raised kind, loving people that looking for something that would make the world a better place, that would want to contribute their work, their talents, their gifts to the world. And that's why I emphasize that the amount of joy in your heart is very important. And that's why I want people to live lives authentic to who they really are, authentic to their talents, authentic to their gifts. We're all different. We're all unique. And celebrate your uniqueness. Uncover your magnificence. Each of you listeners there, are magnificent by design. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that your lives matter and your gifts matter. And there are people out there that need what you have. So just get out of your self-critical shell and just offer your gifts and talents to the world.
Yes. Listeners, with 3 minutes left, man, we care, okay? I like what Milan just said again. I mean, somebody out there needs your gifts and talents. That's inside of you. You have something to offer. And if you don't get up and get out there and show that, you're being a disservice to the world, okay? You're giving the world a disservice because this world needs you. There's something inside of you. Come on, let's jump on board and let's get out here, man, and start cultivating these talents that you have. There's only certain people you can touch because you're where you're at. So let's join the team of this unity here. And let's get this together, everyone. Let's do it, okay? With 2 minutes left, Milan, last words of encouragement or anything you would like to say to the listeners, and also give them where they can reach you at.
Sure. So I just want, again, to say clarity enables empowerment. Be clear about what you want. And dare to be powerful and use your strength to serve your vision. You can find information about me at my website, Dare to Change Life. Again, Dare, D-A-R-E, daretochangelife.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, the same name, Dare to Change Life, my fan page. And my book name is A Shift Toward Purpose, available on Amazon. We have a launch a special promotional price at only 99 cents. And that includes, that's for Kindle book, and that includes free audiobook. So, guys, I couldn't offer you a better deal. So you don't have excuse not to read, not to get this information. It's only 99 cents on Amazon, A Shift Toward Purpose. If you have any questions, you can always contact me directly. My information, my contact information is in my book and on my website, Dare to Change Life. Thank you very much for listening, and I dare you to have a blissful and meaningful and fulfilling life and work. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kilane, for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining the show. And I would like to follow up with you next week sometime, if that's okay. And thank you for all the great input. So I will be contacting you. Thanks, Milan, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Listeners, that concludes. We're out of time. We want to thank Milan Levis for all her great knowledge and wisdom and expertise. Go join her, MilanLevis.com. Check out her new book, A Shift Towards Purpose. All social media will be uploaded. Like us, follow us, share, tweet us, download us from iTunes or Stitcher. Join us next week. Be encouraged, inspired, and stay life full of hope. Be the best you can be. Create the best life you can. I'm the Urban Life Coach. Signing off. Love y'all, man.